Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a retro rave ride groove in Ableton Live 12 using an automation first workflow, and we're aiming straight at that jungle and old school DNB energy with a modern, clear finish. Now, when I say ride, I don't mean just put a cymbal on top of the beat and call it a day. In this style, the ride is a groove engine. It adds motion, tension, and lift. It helps the drop feel like it's pushing forward, and it can do a huge amount of work around vocals, especially in a vocal-led DNB arrangement, where the top end has to feel exciting without getting messy. So the first big idea is this. Don't start by processing the ride. Start by hearing the ride in context. Open a fresh Live 12 set and build your core frame first. Set the tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. Put down your break, your sub, and even a rough vocal chop or placeholder phrase. It does not have to be perfect. In fact, it's better if it's rough, because you want to hear how the ride behaves against the real rhythmic and emotional center of the track. Keep the break fairly natural if you can. If you warp it, do it lightly. We want that old school feeling, where the break still has shape and transient movement. Add a simple sub line on a MIDI track, maybe with operator or wavitable, just a sine or soft triangle, and place a vocal slice on a separate audio track, so you can judge immediately whether the ride is helping the phrase or fighting it. That's the mindset here. The vocal is not an afterthought. The ride should support the vocal pocket from the beginning. Next, choose a ride sample with character. You want something with a clear bow tone and a stable wash. A clean ride is fine, a dusty break here, a cymbal is even better, and a ride you sampled yourself can be perfect if it already has some personality. Load it into Simpler or a drum rack pad. If you use Simpler, Classic mode is a great choice for a one-shot ride. Trim the start so you're not clipping the transient. If the sample is too long, shorten the decay or edit the tail a little. Then add auto filter after it and apply a gentle high pass somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. That keeps the ride out of the low mid fight zone and makes space for the break and sub. If the sample feels too clean, resist the urge to smash it immediately. Retro rave energy usually works better when you shape the tone gradually instead of over-processing from the start. We're going for character, not chaos. Now let's program the rhythm. And this is where a lot of producers overdo it. A ride on every beat can work sometimes, but in jungle and old-school DNB, the best ride parts usually feel phrase-based. They rise and fall with the section, and they leave room for the break to breathe. A strong starting point is a classic lift pattern with a ride on beat 1 and on the off-beat accents around 2 and 4. Another approach is a driving drop pattern with a ride on every beat, but with lower velocity on the weaker hits. Or you can go more shuffle heavy and place the ride around the tail of the break, so it feels like part of the drum edit rather than a separate layer. Use velocity variation aggressively. Main hits can live around 70 to 110, and ghosted accents can sit lower, around 40 to 65. That range helps the ride feel alive. And don't be afraid to move a few hits slightly early or late if the break needs more push or drag. Just keep the main pulse locked. Here's an advanced tip. Duplicate the ride pattern across two bars and then slightly alter the second bar. Remove one hit, lighten one pickup, or shift a bell accent. That tiny variation makes the loop feel composed rather than copy-pasted. Also, if the ride lands right under a strong vocal consonant or vowel, don't be stubborn. Take that hit out. In vocal-led DNB, the ride has to dance around the lyric, not compete with it. Now we get to the core of the lesson, the automation-first workflow. On the ride track, think movement first, processing second. Add auto filter, saturator, and utility, and keep your send effects on return tracks rather than drowning the insert chain. You can also use echo or reverb on sends for added space, but the main thing is movement. Start with auto filter. A high pass around 220 Hz is a good beginning, and then automate the cutoff over the course of 8 or 16 bars. Think of the ride like a section marker. It can get brighter as you approach a drop, then go darker and tighter once the drop lands. That contrast is huge in DNB. Saturator is the next character layer. A little drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB, can add edge and make the ride feel more present. If you want a harder retro rave bite, go a little more aggressive, but be careful. Too much saturation can turn the ride brittle fast. Utility is for control. Keep the ride fairly centered in the main drop. You can widen it in intros or breakdowns, but if the stereo image gets too wide in the drop, the center can lose authority and the bass line starts feeling weaker. Now automate the track over time. Raise the filter cutoff as you move toward transition bars. Push the saturator drive a bit harder into the drop or vocal lift. Dip the volume by 1 or 2 dB when the arrangement is dense, and lift it slightly when the space opens up. If you use Echo on Ascend, automate the send mount only on the last ride hit before a fill or vocal pickup. A really effective move is to open the filter slowly during the last two bars before the drop, then snap it darker again right on the first bar of the drop. That kind of contrast is classic jungle arrangement language. It makes the section feel like it's inhaling and then hitting hard. Now let's make the ride work with the break. Solo the break and the ride together. Listen carefully to where the break already has cymbal energy, shaker movement, or bright transient content. If the ride is masking the snare snap, thin it out with EQ or filter or automation in the 6 to 10 kHz range. You want the ride to support the break's movement, not flatten it. If the ride feels too sharp, you can use drum bus very lightly or shape it with clip gain. Keep the drive low and the crunch restrained. We're adjusting attitude, not destroying the cymbal. Here's a really effective advanced move. Build a parallel ride chain using an audio effect rack. Keep one chain dry and clean. On the second chain, add a high pass around 500 Hz, a bit of saturator, and maybe a very light touch of redux if you want a more worn, slightly lo-fi edge. Then blend that parallel chain in only during the last four bars of a phrase. That gives you a bigger, more ravey top end right when the arrangement needs it. This is the key idea. The break gives you body and syncopation, while the ride gives you propulsion and lift. If both are crowding the same space, the groove actually gets smaller, not bigger. Because this lesson sits in the vocals area, we need to talk about phrasing. In vocal-led DNB, the ride should help define the emotional contour of the hook. So place your vocal in arrangement view, identify the strongest words, the breaths, and the gaps, and then automate the ride around them. Let it open up in the empty spaces. Let it back off under sustained notes. If a vocal line is long and held, you may want to lower the ride brightness slightly so the lyric can stay in front. A simple arrangement example could be this. Bars 1 to 4. The vocal chop enters and the ride stays tight and filtered. Bars 5 to 8. The vocal phrase expands and the ride gets brighter but quieter. Bars 9 to 12. The vocal drops out and the ride opens fully. Bars 13 to 16. The vocal returns and the ride ducks slightly, then throws in a few pickup hits before the next section. That's a proper record-making approach. And a useful teacher tip here. Use clip envelopes if you want the ride movement to live inside the MIDI clip, but use arrangement automation when you want broader section-wide changes. For this style, arrangement automation often gives the most intentional result. Now let's give the ride some space and width, but without clutter. Create a short room reverb on a return track. Keep the decay short, maybe around half a second to just under a second. Add a little pre-delay and high pass the return so it stays clean. Then make a second return with echo sync to something like 1/8 or 1/8 dotted, but keep the feedback low and filter the repeats so they don't fight the vocal. Automate the send amounts only where they matter, on transition hits, the last ride before a drop, and the final bar before a vocal switch. That's it. Don't smear the whole track. And here's an important point for darker DNB. Width is a contrast tool. Keep the ride focused in the main drop and open it wider in the intro or breakdown. If the drop gets too wide, the center image weakens and the bass loses authority. At this point, you should be thinking not just in terms of loop design, but arrangement language. Try this structure: an 8-bar intro with filtered ride, break tease, and a vocal teaser. A 16-bar first drop where the ride enters gradually and then fully locks in after the first four bars. A switch up where you drop the ride out for one bar, then bring it back with a different velocity pattern or a brighter filter curve, and a stripped-back outro version so the track remains DJ-friendly. For old-school-inspired DNB, the ride can act like a section marker. First four bars, tension. Next four bars, groove. Last eight bars, full statement with the vocal and bassline working together. A good test is this. If you mute the vocal and the ride still tells the arrangement story, you may have overdone the ride. If you mute the ride and the track loses too much lift, then the ride is doing its job. You want it strong, but not dominant. Let's quickly cover some common traps. One mistake is brightening the ride too early. It's tempting to make it shiny from the start, but that usually kills the impact of the drop. Another mistake is letting the ride mask the vocal consonants. If that happens, reduce ride density in that phrase or dip the 6 to 10 kHz region a little. Another common issue is using one static ride loop for the entire track. That makes the arrangement feel flat. At minimum, create a dry, tight version for the drop and a wider, brighter version for transitions. And don't overdo reverb. Short returns are usually better than a huge wash. Also, always check the ride against the brake. The brake cymbal content matters. If you layer blindly, the groove can lose depth. And finally, don't use ride level as the main energy source. Energy should come from motion, automation, and contrast. If you want a darker or heavier direction, try putting saturator before auto filter so the filter sweep reacts to more harmonics. Use drum bus lightly if you want a thicker old-school smear, but keep the low-end effects under control. For darker rollers, let the ride get brighter only on the last hit of a phrase, then pull it back down instantly. That kind of spectral shift can make a section feel huge without adding more elements.